I've got a wonderful artist on the line, our friend Carmen Gardner. Carmen, how are you?
Hey there, Cindy. I'm great. How are you?
I am very good. I was just talking to Ginny Morgan about an amazing way to go to Ireland, which I was just inspired by so much. And you know, I love what you do, your artwork. Of course, your radio background is historic here on Hawaii and Maui especially. And then, of course, your theater background. Did you know Ginny's son was able to present The Kite Runner that he wrote on Broadway, and it's playing on Broadway right now?
No, I did not. That's excellent.
Isn't that
Broadway
amazing?
Needs
yeah.
Fabulous material.
Yeah. But, you know, you're not doing that theater now, and you're not doing the radio, but you're doing fabulous artwork. Your career in art just soared. It's pretty amazing what you've done. Did you continue to sell through all? You had a very tumultuous, hard few years with many transitions and passings of your loved ones.
It was rough. Life kind of gets in the way sometimes, and radio was my first love, and just sometimes miss it a lot. And then moved on into theater and working at the college as a counselor and instructor, and loved that too. So I think I've been pretty fortunate to be able to do what I love, and most of it artistically, since arriving on Maui in 1981. And so, as far as my painting and artwork goes, I'm now represented by Maui Hands at a couple of locations, one in Wailea and the other in Makaua, and of course Viewpoints. I've been with them for several years in Makaua, and Hana Coast Gallery there at the, I forget the name of the hotel now, but
yeah.
I think it's Hyatt, I think, it owns it now. But yeah, so thank you for mentioning that.
Well, I am very thrilled about a fantastic trip you are arranging that is going to be so different than a trip you might normally take. Now, we all love the idea of going to Italy. Going to Tuscany is like a dream for many people. How many movies, how many books, right, about going to Tuscany? So many. It could be one
right?
of the more romantic places to go, but you have one that's called It's Different Strokes in Tuscany that's coming up October 8th.
Yes.
Through the 15th.
This will be my third time at Borgo San Fedele, which is an ancient monastery, and the story of how it has been restored and rejuvenated is just amazing. This younger couple who, they're not that young, but, you know, of course, anybody's younger than I am these days. But,
not me.
But they left their jobs in the tech industry and, you know, did the dream that we all say we would love to do, bought this ancient monastery and spent the next several years restoring it, doing the research, their homework, and made it their dream. And now it's just this incredibly lovely facility. The rooms all renovated, air conditioned, and all the modern conveniences, and just recently put in a spa, and so there's a pool and spa there as well. And the chef, amazing, with these 5-course meals every night. And Renata gets up every morning and bakes fresh baked goods. She's the co-owner, and her husband Nicolo, and they just make it a wonderful experience being there. And then we also go out on excursions. We visit wineries, and we visit little villages, the hilltop hill towns, and of course we paint. And it's open to folks at all levels and even non-painters, and we find things for them to do while I'm doing the, few hours every morning of painting or afternoon. And this time, the exciting part of it, I think, or one of the most exciting, is harvest season. It's October, and fall in Tuscany is glorious.
Oh, yes. I remember I lived in Sonoma County, and harvest season was fantastic. It's so
right?
much fun. Oh, I love it. And I'm looking at some of the pictures on my phone of the places you're going to, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. And you're even going to Siena, which is quite an historic, beautiful town. You've probably been to Siena before, right?
I love Siena. And this time I'm saying it publicly so that folks everywhere can call me on it. I am getting my olive oil and balsamico decanter.
Mm, yes.
I keep putting it off every time thinking I'll get it somewhere or I'll have it shipped. Well, no, this time I am doing it. I'm getting those in Siena. They have the most incredibly beautiful ceramics. And, that's my big goal for this trip.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. You go to Chianti Winery for a tour and tasting. And then you're going to do some plein air as well, plein air painting and outside?
Exactly, whatever folks would like to do. I'll be doing a step-by-step. And we're going to be doing a fall scene, a still life. And, it's going to be right in the middle of the Festival of the Arts.
Ooh.
So we'll be having the harvest season, the Festival of the Arts. We'll be touring the wineries, having incredible food. I mean, it's like an event every evening. It's like five courses of the most delectable food, and the chef comes out and tells us about each course, and it's just heavenly. It's the most wonderful time in a most wonderful location. You can't tell I'm in love with Italy, can you?
Oh, I love Italy, but I have never stayed in Tuscany. It's happening October 8th through October 15th. And the price is $3,295. Now, what does that include?
That includes your all of your transportation, not your flight.
Mm-hmm.
But once you arrive there, we are picked up at 3:30 at Santa Maria Novella train station, and we're taken to Chianti in Tuscany. And from then on, everything is included until we leave on Saturday the 15th.
That sounds fabulous. So those fabulous dinners are included in this price?
Yes, they are.
That's
there
something.
Might be an optional. Sometimes there's an optional one, like for 25, 30 euro or something,
mm-hmm.
at one of the wineries where we have a wine pairing mm-hmm. and with every course and a tour of the winery and, you know, poo-poo and all that. You know, the whole nine yards, the amuse-bouche. I'm not sure what you call that in Italian, but
mm-hmm.
starting with that and going to dessert, which is an event in and of itself. And as you know, that's pretty incredible for that kind of optional price.
So this is based on double occupancy. If you want single single room, which would be what I would want, a single room, would be $575 for a single room. That's $575 more to the price, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. And it's worth it. I did that one time, and I didn't regret it at all. And once you're there, you're not thinking about the money, you know. You're just enjoying your time and your camaraderie with the different wonderful folks. This time, I believe my portion is going to be 6 or 7, keeping it, you know, relatively smaller so that I can do the private instruction. We can take up to, I think the limit is around 10 or something like that.
Oh, that's really
and
small.
So very personal, very, the location where we paint is in one of the rooms that the monks would use as a worship or meditation sort of area. And as I said, everything is top-notch, first class, 100% all the way. So, and with the euro being so at parity, everything is so much more affordable than in years past. So
I was just talking to Ginny about how the difference that makes, because it was the same way in Dublin. She was shocked how low the value of the other euro is right now. So it was a good difference. I mean, like you said, it's almost parity, which is it's great.
And the airfare is really down now, too.
Oh, is
so
it?
That's affordable.
Tell me about that, because that's definitely an important factor. What are you seeing airfares going for right now?
I have seen them from under $1,000 from the mainland. Yeah. And of course, depending on what you want to do as far as an upgrade goes, you know, I have to always use my miles yep. or upgrade to premium economy at least. But
yes.
I'll be flying from here to San Francisco and then San Francisco direct to Frankfurt and then Frankfurt to Florence.
Well, in a way, that's smart. Are you doing United then? Because United has a hub in Frankfurt.
Yes. I'll be doing Hawaiian Air from here to San Francisco and overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then fly out of SFO to Frankfurt. And then I think there's an hour and a half layover, something like that. And then straight on to Florence, arriving there at around 1:30, I believe, something like that in the afternoon. So enough time to acclimate. Check into a little apartment that I rented with Cynthia Conrad, who's a well-known artist here on Maui as well, and she's coming along.
Oh.
And so shout out to Cynthia.
Yeah.
And so we rented a little flat together, and then, you know, we'll be picked up at 3:30 and meet the rest of the group. Oh, another thing that I just love in Florence, on Friday evenings, they have opera in various ancient churches.
Oh.
And last time the group and I went to, you know, my little group, and I went to Santa Monica Church, and we saw sopranos doing aria, bel canto.
Wow.
This time we're all talking about the three tenors and going to another church, ancient, beautiful acoustics. And I believe we have either a quartet or three-piece musicians, and they will be doing their version of the three tenors, of what, you know, the famous three tenors, Pavarotti and company, what they did with their concert.
So explain to me then, Florence, are you staying in Florence and meeting people in Florence and then going over to Tuscany, or is that on the way back, or how does that work?
Yes, I'll be arriving in Florence on the 6th, which is Thursday, and then spending two nights in Florence, and then being picked up on the 8th and then going to Tuscany.
I like that.
Well, I mean, Florence is in Tuscany, so it's about a 40-minute hour, maybe about an hour to Chianti, something like that. They pick us up in an air-conditioned, you know, bus, and from then on, it's all, you know, it's covered. Oh, and we'll also be doing a Tuscan cooking class, which is so much fun.
Wow. It sounds wonderful. You've been planning this for years.
Well, the last time was in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and then I was going to do a whole other thing, a Festival of the Arts in Turkey, and then go on to Provence in France, and of course, COVID hit, and then was planning a Spanish workshop, and that, again, COVID, we had another, you know, huge variant surge. And I'll be doing a workshop in Spain in March of 2023, and that's all custom. I'm working with a Spanish fellow to put that together, and we will start in Madrid. It'll be 10 nights, starting in Madrid and ending in Malaga. And we'll be spending 4 days in Burguillos del Cerro, which is a sort of an out-of-the-way southern town. And we'll be doing some painting there for 4 days and in the mornings, and then venturing out and also including the music, the culture, the history, the museums, and so much more.
What city is that near? I don't know that particular.
Burguillos del Cerro is close to Merida in Spain.
Huh. I haven't been there.
Which was the seat, one of the Roman seats back in the day, and Burguillos del Cerro is real close, very close to where the Knights Templar had their headquarters.
Interesting.
Lots of history.
That
will also be inclusive.
In southern Spain?
Yes.
Interesting.
There's a forest very nearby, and then the Templar Castle, and then we'll be going on from there to Sevilla or Seville.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be spending a couple of nights in Seville and going through Cordoba and stopping there, and then on to Malaga for 2 nights.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
God, you've been planning these things. These sound fabulous. What I like about them is, number one, that they're very small. That, to me, makes a huge difference. I don't like tours that have 30, 40, 50 people. I really avoid that at all cost. And on top of that, that includes art, which I just love. And that is kind of really, I love the fact that this particular trip coming up is in this restored, well, it's not a nunnery. Is it a convent?
Monastery.
Monastery, yeah. That because they do have a certain vibe that you can feel. I've been through many old monasteries, and that sounds fabulous. So,
and it's the energy, because I think, as you say, of its history, but also its current owners, mm-hmm. that they love it so much, and their energy just exudes. It comes out of the walls. I'm not kidding. It's wonderful. And Niccolo is happy to talk about it. He gives us a little historical talk about the efforts that they have put into it and the progression. And when you see what they purchased compared to what we're experiencing, it's chicken skin.
How do people, and I want to go, I really have to decide on this, but I want to go, how do people sign up and book this?
Well, they can go to the website, which is, let's see here, it's ilchiostro.com. So that is spelled I-L-C, as in Charlie, H-I-O, S like Sam, T as in Tom, R-O, ilchiostro.com. And then they want to click on different strokes in Tuscany under workshop, beginning on October 8th.
Ilchiostro.com and different strokes. And it's really well done. I'm on the site right now. It's beautifully done. Lovely pictures, great information. You made it very easy. I don't know if you did this site, but it's extremely complete and looks fabulous.
Worked with them for my little section. And then the Spanish one is at MC Luxury Travel, and that's M like Mary, C like Charlie, luxurytravel.es. And then you'll see my quote-unquote, it says something like Carmen Gardner Tour 2023, and you'll see that there.
Well, I appreciate your passion for art and life, and I really respect you, and I hope I can make it, but I thank you for so beautifully describing what you're up to, and this is a wonderful trip, and I'm out of time, but much love to you, Carmen.
And to you, Cindy, and thank you, and yes, do. It would be so fun to have you along, and the group of ladies you will love,
I know.
The folks who have signed up.
Oh, I love Cynthia and you, so there.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Much
old home week.
Much love to you, my friend. Aloha.
Aloha, Cindy. Thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.